Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
You know, I am doing well back in Hawaii and ready to, I'm saddled up and ready for another exciting show today.
Awesome, awesome. I hear we have a great speaker on the second half.
Yeah, Kim Pruitt. She's a much sought-after speaker, motivational person. She actually has worked with, and this is, would be interesting for you and her to connect, she actually has worked with that Armando Montalongo, the house, Flip This House on the TV show Flip This House. So it'd be interesting to hear, you know, some of the interaction there. But, yeah, so she'll be with us and does some stuff in prisons as well for women and kind of a one of those people who gives back. So she kind of fits right in with, you know, the kind of folks we like to highlight in the second half.
Good.
You know, folks who give back, believe in loving, being the change, and all of that good stuff, which is always the second half of the show. The first half, of course, it's about real estate. It's about nuggets. It's about learning. Every day, I've used this quote before, but I think it was T.D. Jakes who said, the world is a university, and everybody you meet is a teacher. Are you going to class today? And
I love it.
So true. We learn from everybody. Everything is an experience. Everything is an educational piece. And so in terms of real estate, this is one of those areas where people think, most people know enough to be dangerous, I think, Natalie, right? They think they know.
Oh, no, that's so true. When you dig in and get into the contracts and things like that. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And now we have so many TV shows that are trying to say, do it this way, but they're just nuggets. So, yeah, you're right. I agree. And and then there's many parts that people know more than they think they know, you know, so it's all good.
Yeah.
All good.
It's balance. It's always good about learning and trying to figure out what's going on. And so today we're going to talk again about having kind of the wish list, right?
Yeah, your home wish list, that you can have it all, you know, rather than just saying, okay, when I shoulda, coulda, when we do this, when we do that, then we'll get it. And, you know, about having your home list, wish list now. Don't cut yourself short right now, and we'll go over that, you know. And I'm going to actually surprise you a little bit, Randy, because I'm going to banter back and forth with you to see what your opinion is on some things. So it'll all play itself out, and if anybody ever wants to call in, we've got the number, right, 347, and wait for you to go through.
347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. Of course, you can email radio@realtyuniversal.com as well if you can't call in. Our listenership continues to grow. It's fun to look at the stats, and we're glad that you're on board, and we're excited that people are at least tuning in, at least, you know, checking out the archives. I think the podcast thing is becoming more and more popular where people can listen on demand and get the nuggets, but it just shows.
And everybody seems to want to do that now, you know, and I do want to mention God bless America and all the families and everybody that had to deal with September 11th yesterday, 11 years ago. You know, I want to mention that up front. And, so let's get started on this home wish list, okay? When they'll give you an example of how this works. So many people think they can't have what they say what they think they really want's not in their budget. What you want to do is go ahead and make your wish list and put down every single thing you want. Have your kids do it. And anybody in your family that's going to be a part of this buying process, have them, anything. And some things may seem outrageous, but they really won't be. And once we do this, you'll see how it works and how it plays out, and you actually end up pretty happy. Great time in the economy to be doing this type of thing, too. So we're going to actually take a break and then come back. And, Randy, you're going to be our first test subject.
Okay. All right. I can do that. I'm excited, man. When you start talking about wish list, I started thinking about what I would put on there. So we will be back. Again, the number 347-945-5428. Maybe you want to call in as well and let us know what you would like, you know, on your wish list in your dream home. 347-945-5428. Realty Universal Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/lifeplan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan in a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/lifeplan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
We are back, Realty Universal Radio, and Randy Zachary, my name, Natalie Mullinex, and whether you are wherever you're at, morning, noon, or night, listening on the internet, we welcome you back to the broadcast, and thank you again for joining us and pulling up a chair and enjoying part of the day or listening maybe on your iPhone as you're cruising down the highway or whatever you're doing. We're glad you're here. The number again to get involved is 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. First half of our show, we talk about real estate nuggets. And the second half, we talk about inspirational, motivational, being the change. And Kim Pruitt is going to join us, much sought after speaker and a motivational speaker and coach. And excited to have her on board. She's going to be calling in from Jupiter, Florida. So,
I like Jupiter.
Yeah, you're a Floridian, aren't you?
I'm familiar with over there. Yeah, that's where Bob Burke's from too. So we're going to go over the home wish list. You can have it all. And Randy, I'm going to banter back and forth with you. And the idea behind it all is that so many times people go, well, we want this with this, but we can't have this until later, or maybe this is out of our budget. And the deal is, put everything and anything you can imagine on that wish list and have your children do the same thing. So, and don't think it's out of the ordinary, I mean, at all. And I'll show you what's going to happen with it. And it's a lot of fun. And that way you can have fun with your wish list too, instead of just kind of going out there looking at houses, saying, okay, of course on the wish list with their families, you always want to look at schools and neighborhoods and things like that. But this is more of a home wish list on items that you think you want, but you might not know. So, Randy, you are our guinea pig. No, not guinea pig. You're a test person today. So, let's just say, what would you want on your wish list? Now, with your wish list, don't think, okay, if we're in Hawaii, I want this because it costs this. If we're in California, I want this. Forget geographic areas or anything. Forget, just think that money's no object, location's no object, you know, and just what would be your wish list if you could have it all on buying a house?
Having got hooked on HD TV with we were babysitting our son's big flat screen TV for a couple years. I'd love a big screen TV, flat screen. I'd love one of those big ones. If money's no object, I'd love one of those ones when you walk into Best Buy and you see that one that covers the whole back wall. That's the one I would love.
Okay.
You know, if we have to downsize, we'll talk about that later. But a big, big screen TV. A very comfortable man cave, you know, where that big screen TV could be, you know, with couches and chairs and a refrigerator and a kitchen and, you know, just a barbecue sliding glass door to a patio that has a barbecue, a hot tub. Maybe a couple hot tubs in the man cave while you're watching the game. So I know they have those kind of indoor jacuzzi deals. So maybe that. My own workout facility, I would love to have a gym on site. That would be that. I think... you know, bedroom-wise, would love to have, a house. I'd love to live near the ocean. I'd love to have a balcony. I've always seen those bedrooms that you look out, you know, you wake up and see the ocean. That would be very cool. We kind of have that here, but it's not quite the bedroom that I would, you know, dream of, but we're still kind of near the ocean. Can peek around. So, yeah, those are some things right off the top of my head. Is when you ask about having whatever I wanted, those are the things that come to mind.
And then you see, okay, Monica or women maybe want a large kitchen, room for entertaining.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, lots of the big island in the middle where she can cook. Absolutely, she would want to be able to entertain a big enough living room area, you know, where we could have friends over for entertaining and or maybe Bible studies, stuff like that.
Yes, study reading room. You could have a TV room or maybe a media room.
Yeah, and that probably I would need that as well, a reading room, because you wouldn't want to try and read in the man cave because the flat screen TV would be calling my name. So
you can't read if the TV's on. How you got to turn it off?
I'd need a room where I can just read. As I get older, I can't multitask as well. I need to focus. So, yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, if we're talking, I don't play tennis, but if we're asking about anything, it'd be cool to have my own tennis court. Obviously, a swimming pool
Okay.
You know, in a nice again area outside where you know, where we could entertain as well, plenty of room. Really nice barbecue area.
That sounds like a great list. That sounds like a great list. So far you've got the HGTV, the big screen, and hopefully the one that fits the whole wall of the store, the man cave, couch, chairs, kitchen, hot tub, workout facility on site, master bedroom, jacuzzi, hot tub possibly inside, maybe outside. Kitchen room for entertaining, balcony near ocean, tennis court, study, reading room, media room, barbecue, swimming pool. You know, it's funny. A lot of the items that are on your list, many people may want a single-family home, but a lot of the items on your list fit even with a townhouse or condo in some neighborhoods where the community association has all the other facility, the pool, the workout gym, you know, everything on site, right? That's kind of it's interesting because a lot of the wish list items, you know, are studied very, very well, and then you have these communities that are built, and they bring all these amenities because they know this is what people want. That's a great list.
Interesting.
Well, you would think about it because a lot of times you're like, okay, we can't do it in a single home, but maybe we could do it in a townhouse or a condo. You know, but so and anything else you'd want to add on the list? Let's see.
I'd like to make sure we had a couple of guest bedrooms. Make sure that, probably a 3 or 4 bedroom home, just because, you know, we have kids and family that, we want to be able to put up. So.
And then maybe a billiard room or pool table.
I'm just adding. Kind of a game room. Ping pong table and
game room.
Maybe we start dreaming about. Yeah, it'd be fun to do some games like that. Arcade games, even. I know you can get those.
Yeah, a helipad if you wanted to file a helicopter. You know, there's just so many things on a wish list.
We're dreaming big. Why not the helipad? Of course, we need a helicopter to go with it. But we could work on that later. Maybe just. By seeing the helipad every day, I would be manifesting that helicopter into
absolutely.
My life. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the thing is, and now anything else, if anybody wants to call in, then call in numbers 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. Now, some people may have, handicap situations where their wish list is going to be have all this accessible so they can, move throughout the house freely or condo or townhouse. And make it work well. Some people on the wish list may want, the gardens out there to be really done and manicured and just like an oasis with ponds and trees. And some people like wooded. Some people like it open. You know, the children might want a basketball court, right? In addition to a tennis court. So I'm just going to go through and think of food for thought right now. You can add anything else that you want to add on here. Let's see if there's anything else I can think of. Of course, kitchen entertaining. You can never add enough on that. Views. A lot of people, like you said before, you'd like to have ocean views. Some people want to have views of the whole city, the town. Just depends on what really makes their heart sing. So we are going to take a quick break and come back to this list, and I'll show you what we're going to do with it.
Oh, okay. So make it come true? Oh, that's my job. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be back again. Realty Universal Radio, Randy Zachary, Natalie Mullinex, and you and your wish list at 347-945-5428. We'll be right back.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
Shoestring Ministries committed to mindset, attitude, and behavior change by taking the focus off of me and putting it on Christ. All right, Dr. V, this week we're talking about fresh starts.
How many of you just need a do-over sometimes? You know, to take back a negative word, a failed relationship, or a life regret.
All of those.
The God we serve is about fresh starts, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 reads, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. Mm. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning."
Whoa!
Man. Just like the newness of dawn, God's daily mercies give us a chance for a do-over.
You know, Brennan Manning talked about he loves us just as we are and not as we should be, because we'll never be as we should be.
That's right.
That is so true. What a freeing thing. God loves us just as we are and not as we should be, because we'll never be as we should be. And that's probably one of the better definitions of grace I think I've ever heard.
Isn't that true? That's so wonderful, you know. You know, the woman we had on speaking last week, she wrote the book called A Woman Called Grace, and she got it because of the things that happened in childhood, and that she wanted it. She said that God put it on her heart to write it because of the grace God gives us, you know, and that is that's awesome. You know, taking things one day at a time really helps sometimes when you're going through things. And,
absolutely. What's
it's
the next
really
right
amazing.
Thing
yeah. So going back to our home wish list, okay, Randy Zachary is on the, his wish list was a big screen TV, like the huge, like the whole wall of the store, is that what you said? Okay. The man cave with chairs and kitchen, couch, possibly inside hot tubs, workout facility on site, master bedroom with, I don't know, we'd say what, a suite maybe a fireplace, balcony near ocean, tennis court, study, reading room, media room, barbecue, swimming pool, and I added a helipad, little plane possibly if you had another, game room, outdoors, guest home, basketball, courts, billiard room, pool table, views. You know, it's like anything and everything you want to add on the list. Someone might be going, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to go and I'm buying $200,000 house and I'm going, you know, we have to pick good schools and it's an area we can't, we're just going to get the 3-bedroom, 2-bath house and nothing else involved. Well, maybe you may want to look at the community amenities and see if you can join anywhere that has all these amenities tied in with it, you know. More and more communities around the country are doing this, especially with condos and townhomes, and they have for years, or even doing it with single homes, where they're adding all these amenities and realizing that sometimes people can't have it within their house, so they'll put it within the community, you know. So it's really important to do the wish list instead of saying, well, when we get this or when we get that. Go ahead and do everything, because you'd be amazed how you bring things to yourself when you say, this is what we really want. And you'd be amazed how many times you'll get, you know, 8 out of 10 items that were on your list. Maybe, Randy, your big screen TV is not going to be the whole wall, but it's half of it, right? Possibly the hot tub or community items, things, because a lot of times people discount what they think they can have because they don't really go and look at the big wish list and look at the best that they want. You know, maybe they need a 3-car garage or 4-car garage or just a 1.5-car garage. Then you can start scaling down after you've gone and exhausted your wish list. But there's no reason to start off without doing that, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you just really are kind of exciting me and energizing me in this realm, which is true in every area of life, but you know, this is an example of, you know, we don't dream big enough. We just don't, many of us.
Not at
and
all.
We don't, and when it comes to our homes, I got a little giddy when you said, you know, make your list. money's no object. I had that little moment of feeling like it was Christmas, you know?
Woo! Yeah.
That feeling of I can really wish this, you know? And you know, then you talk about Wayne Dyer and his book, you know, assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled and how important that is to what would that feel like to live in your dream house, you know? What would that feel like? And allow yourself to feel it. I think we
But you would be amazed at sometimes you're thinking, okay, you know, I want a house with a pool and I want it to be walking distance to the ocean and I want, you know, another unit attached and you ask for it and then before you know it, you run into it. I had that happen once in Hawaii when I had just sold a condo and I was thinking, you know, I have the dogs, they need a yard, I want the in-ground pool, but then I'd like, you know, an in-law quarters or another studio for partial office, all these different things. And it was so funny, synchronicity happens. I went to the local coffee shop that I'd gone to for years there, and I go up there, and I'm going to the coffee shop. Kid you not, there was a big sign on the door. Their air condition was broken. They were closed. And I thought, okay. And I hadn't had breakfast yet either. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go over and off of Oneawa and Kailua and go over to this other coffee shop and get breakfast. So I did, and I picked up a Homes magazine, and I'm skimming through it, and lo and behold, within 15 minutes, this man comes up to me that had been sitting in the booth next to me and noticed that I was looking at a Homes magazine and said, what are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for something right now, and I really want something with a pool and walking distance to the beach, and I needed in-law quarters or studio for me to have an office area. We had our office in Honolulu, as we still do, but I wanted to be able to have something separate if I wanted to bring anybody in to do some work, and it has to have a yard. He said, I have the perfect house for you. I said, you're kidding. And he did, and it was on Yalupa Street, and this is a true story. Now, how did that work with synchronicity? That's a true story. Had I not, it's so funny that I was putting out there what I definitely had to have, right? You know, I mean, and how weird is it that that coffee shop that was always open, that one day at that one time, they closed it for so many hours because of the air conditioner, and which forced me, isn't that weird? But it's not weird. It's synchronicity. It's like the universe and God really will give us what we ask for. But like you said, we don't think big enough. We don't ask for big enough. We don't put it out there, and then we don't get it. So that's what, you know, it's amazing what we can bring to ourselves, and it's just amazing. And I've seen it over and over and over again. That's why I want you to make your wish list. Get your kids involved, make the wish list, everybody involved, because, you know, you could end up saying, okay, out of this list of everything we have with you, Randy, you could end up deciding, okay, we're going to go with this townhouse because the townhouse has 3,000 square feet. Oh, my God, it's big, and it's only half the cost, but you know what? The community has all these amenities. It's got the hot tub. It has the pool. It has the clubhouse. It has the basketball. It has where we can use the clubhouse ourselves, you know, and I mean people, not you and I, but people and the barbecues and all these things. And you're going, I would have never thought about that. Because you're, you know, so make your whole list. And then, or sometimes, you know, it could be a lap pool in a house, or it could be that the basketball court's out by the garage. There's so many things, but if you don't put out what you really want, it just, you don't get it. And I can't stress it enough. So I know we're bantering back and forth, and I can't believe our time is almost up, and we have a guest speaker, which I can't wait to hear. So we're going to move forward, and you and I always talk about how people can get in on some of our workshops and 2- and 3-day workshops and other ways to do things because it's too much to go over in one little thing. But when we talk about these nuggets, somebody might be listening going, that is just, okay, come on, you guys. Like, this is so simple. Of course I would make my wish list. No, I've seen so many people that never do. They don't think about it. They just assume, like when you said, big screen TV, and you're thinking, the size of the store wall, because we're not, you know, this is a wish, right? But you know, yeah. Randy, you would have been just as happy with the 40-inch TV, right? Because,
Yeah.
So once you put it out there, and they're like, well, Randy, you have the 40-inch TV. Here's the hot tub. There's the basketball court, which I, you know, and here's your man cave. And then Monica can have the huge kitchen with the kitchen island, and there's even a study or a family room, which is perfect for entertaining. And you're going, wow, we got it all. So that's what I'm, but the story I told you about me literally saying, I want this for the dogs, I need the yard, I need this for work, and blah, 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 blah. And how ironic is it that I go to the one coffee shop I was going to every day, and that day it was broke. It was shut down for so many hours due to air conditioner, which forced me to go to another coffee shop. Looking through the Homes magazine, man sees me looking at it, which has the perfect house that I needed at that time, sitting in the booth next to me, and was, you know, brazen enough to come up and go, "Are you looking? What are you looking for?" Is that funny? But it's the true story. Wow. So that, trust it. Really trust it.
Yeah, that's powerful. And I, you know, just one last thought as you, you know, as we'll go to a break and then come back on the other side with Kim Pruitt, who's a much sought after speaker and motivation speaker and coach, and I'm excited she's going to be checked in. And but just to put a cap on what you were saying, you said do it with the kids. What a great thing to teach your kids, that everything
exactly.
is possible, and to dream big and give them permission early on, because I think that's part of the problem why people don't is, you know, they weren't given permission early on to dream big. And so they go through life, you know, with their self-imposed limitations. And to ask your kids, what would you like in a house? What, you know, and just let them feel that giddiness of, you know, wow, anything's possible. And so that's exciting. We will.
And they might surprise you too, you know. It's go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Absolutely. We're going to take a break. The number again, 347-945-5428, Realty Universal Radio. And the website, if you've heard something and thought, you know, I'd like to check out this this Natalie Mullinex and this Realty Universal deal, it's realtyuniversal.com. And there is a ton of information on that website. It's just amazing, the resources there, whether you're a broker, agent, buyer, seller, somebody just wanting to learn more about it. Check it out. And Kim Pruitt is on the line with us. We'll be with her right after this.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
A few words for a successful life.
Always ask why.
Why?
Tell the truth.
All the time.
Why? Write thank you notes.
Eat right, sleep right.
And exercise.
If you don't like your job, change it.
Why? Be creative every day.
Take a fun trip.
You don't always have to do things fast.
These motivating thoughts from Randy Pausch's last lecture remind each of us to live our dreams.
Can I go now? My dog wants to play.
Oh, yeah. Play with your dog.
And with your kids.
Motivation. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
And welcome. We are back again at Realty Universal Radio, the name of the program. The number to call in is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, is on the line. My name is Randy Zachary, and we have with us Kim Pruitt, much sought-after speaker, motivational speaker, coach, and oh, so much more. And from Jupiter, Florida, where apparently everybody who is anybody Libs, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Thanks for coming in.
There's so much to talk to you about, and this is going to be one of those half hours or 20 minutes or so that really flies by, I have a feeling. Have been involved with one of my favorite TV shows, the Flip This House dude, right, Armando?
Right.
Montelongo. You do some prison work with women, which we want to hear about, and, of course, your coaching and speaking with the John Maxwell team. Can we start – let's start with the Armando thing. What do you do in his organization? I understand you're going actually to speak tomorrow night.
Well, actually, with Armando, he has the number one educational company in America right now. He was actually just in Fortune 500. He was in Inc. magazine for one of the top 500 companies in America. And we travel around the nation doing financial empowerment seminars and teaching students strategies on real estate investing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he... And I love his story, right? I love, you know, as I've watched his TV show, I love, like, he says, hey, I rolled into San Antonio with, you know, $20 or, you know, whatever. It just broke and built that from nothing. That's pretty inspirational.
Oh, he has an amazing story. And I'll tell you, the thing that's even more amazing about Armando is that he is just a genuine soul. He is just a true heart. You sit down with him and... he really is out for the benefit of other people, to really bring value to other people and bring them what he learned over this, you know, the past few years, going from nothing to the success that he has now.
That's wonderful. It's so all about serving.
Yeah. Could you give us a little bit of a slice, kind of a taste? Maybe there's somebody listening today or, you know, later on the archive, the podcast, and they're, you know, struggling. And could you kind of give us a little bit of a slice of some of that story, maybe, you know, of where he came from and how he overcame? And just talk a little bit about that, if you could, inspire some folks that might be listening.
Well, I think the thing that's most important in a situation like that is when you're down on your luck and things just are not looking up, they're not looking positive, everything's crashing down on you, and you're not sure how you're going to make it out of there. I think the biggest thing and the most important thing is actually reaching out to somebody and potentially finding a mentor or a coach in your life that can really pour into you and help you see things a little bit differently than what you might be seeing them in your own little tiny box, you know, helping you get outside the box and think of possibilities and potentials and, you know, really allowing yourself to be who you are and dream big and overcome the fears that we face every single day. Because, fears, although it's perceived reality, sometimes when we're feeling them, we definitely think that that's what reality is.
And that's a good point.
And sometimes it takes another person to kind of help us look beyond that.
I always say fear is called false evidence appearing real, you know. It's not and a lot of times people, though, when they get stuck in their spot that they're in, it's hard to get out of that spot because they're just stuck into that tunnel, you know. And,
absolutely.
That's really – it makes sense to reach out. Like you said, that's a great – to reach out, get a coach, get a mentor.
That's the biggest thing that I recommend to people who are stuck or who are – in a place that's just not where they thought that they would be, because we all deal with that at some point. You know, we all are like, I wish I had this, or I wish I had this, or I wish I could be here. And we're not present in the moment. And we don't have gratitude for where we are, because regardless of the situation that we're dealing with, there's gratitude in the moment if you really look for it.
That's good. Gratitude.
Absolutely. I started writing it. 10 things to be grateful for daily. And there's always a lot to be grateful for.
It's amazing, because if you think about people in other countries or people in other cultures and people in just, if we look around us, there's an article that I send out at Thanksgiving time a lot. And it says, you know, if you've got money in your pocket, if you have food on the table, if you have a a roof over your head, if you have a car to drive, you're like in the nation's top 1% of wealth. And generally,
wow,
those are things we take for granted. We just think, well, mm-hmm, we have to have a car because we have to drive somewhere. Well, of course we're going to have a house. Or we don't think about things that other people, you know, that is not their reality.
Mm.
That's really true, and so many other things. Well, tell us what you're doing, because I'm interested in hearing about Amanda doing. But tell us what you're doing, Kim.
Well, what I'm doing right now is I'm actually building my personal brand, which is my name, Kim Pruitt,
mm-hmm,
and I'm taking a lot of my work in personal growth, leadership development, and empowerment, and really going out there to help others kind of reach the potential that they want. My biggest passion is in watching others go from where they are to where they can be and cheering them on along the way and giving them the tools that they need to do that, because I've been there. You know, I've been on the bottom, you know, with my face planted firmly on the floor looking up for help and trying to figure out how am I going to do this. And you know, we were talking earlier about fears, you know, and fears gripped me for a very, very long time. You know, fears of not being good enough and fears of failure and fears of rejection and fears of abandonment. And I really had to dive deep into what it is behind that that's creating that fear. And the things that I realized from it is that I can't fight it. I basically, anytime I fight something, it gains strength against me.
That's a good point.
Mm.
So what I have to do with that fear is I have to invite it in, and I face it face to face. And then if I'm a willing participant in that situation, if it doesn't kill me, it's going to strengthen me. And
that's
a lot
a good
of
point.
Times I have faced fear with compassion, like I'm sitting here talking to you, or I'm sitting with an old friend, and I let that fear speak to me, and I let it have a voice so that I can learn the lesson behind it. Because
wow,
anytime I get angry or anytime I get fearful, there's obviously a root behind it, and I have to allow fear not to be my enemy but my teacher.
That's great.
That's really good. Because most people spend their time running from the fear, you know, and boy, you know, and I think that's where probably faith, you know, I think we all agree maybe on this call where faith comes in, because
mm-hmm,
with God, you can face that fear. You know, alone, it might seem overwhelming, but when you've got, you know, God on your side, it's kind of like when you're a kid on the playground facing a bully and you got Big Brother behind you, you know, you feel strength. And I think, speak to your faith in that context. Is that also, that's something as well that helps there, I'm guessing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I look at my situations where I feel anger, and I look at the fear behind it, and I sit with that, and then, you know, I look at the lesson, but I'm grateful for it, because obviously I know that God is not going to give me a situation that I can't handle, especially when I'm depending on Him. And He's going to provide me with the strength that I need. He's going to provide me with the words that I need to get through it. And I know ultimately that I'm not alone.
Right.
I know that I've always got, you know, my big God on my side helping me walk through it. So He's never going to give me something I can't handle.
Yeah,
and
a lot of times,
I look at my fear as a gift. I know that might sound weird, but it gives me an opportunity for personal growth and for a lot of increased awareness, you know, because like they say, denial isn't just another river in Egypt.
Good point.
It's like if I deny my fear, then I'm not growing.
Mm.
And I stay stagnant. And how do I reach my potential? And how do I overcome situations like what Armando did? Or how do I overcome situations in my own life if I'm not willing to face that.
That's a good point. Sometimes I think when you've been down there, you know, and had to start from scratch, when you feel the success and you've been there, you know you can do it again. You're not as fearful. That fear goes away because you've already done it and you've gone past the plateau, right? So then maybe you're not fearful of that, but other things can come up where you're fearful. I think sometimes we could have had things that we have to work through childhood or other, you know, years of issues that only come up when we're in a major crisis or something, you know. So there's so many things that go on. Yeah,
I mean, two of the big things that I was dealing with this year was, you know, my fear of abandonment came up because of the loss of my, you know, my relationship.
Wow.
And for 2 years, I stuck in it because I didn't want to do what I had always done, which was run. But this time I stuck it out and I worked on myself and I worked through the fears. But ultimately at the end of the day, I really had to say to myself, I'm spending all my time worrying about whether this person is going to leave me. And if I have to worry about that, if I have to worry about the fact that they may or may not want to be there, do I really want to hold on to that?
No.
Because the way that I allow others to treat me is a reflection of how I treat myself.
Exactly.
And another big thing that has been, we're in September now, so almost 9 months. You know, my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. So my fear of loss has been huge.
Oh, no.
She's doing well. She really is doing well. I mean, it's interesting that we're talking about fears and things like that because I was blessed to be able to take 3 weeks out of life in May and go live with her at a health institute. And it was really an amazing journey of facing fear, but it taught me so much about living because I was surrounded by people who were fighting for their lives. But with the most gratitude and the most gracious hearts and the most warm, welcoming smiles, it really changed my attitude.
Wow.
Because I thought, okay, I'm going to complain because, you know, my shoes don't fit or because I don't have gas in the car, and yet I've got people who are being an inspiration to me on a daily basis. Every day I walk into that health institute. And they were not fearful of what was on the other side.
Wow.
They were just living in the moment, and that spoke volumes to me. But the fear of loss that I've been dealing with this year has been great in my life, but it's been a huge area of growth and awareness for me.
That's wonderful. It's still difficult, though, to go through that. You know, because everybody expects you to be so on with everything else you're doing. And when you go through that, there's just such times you need to pull away to be able to work through it. So very difficult. Yeah.
Well, the one thing when I used to work with one of my inner healing counselors, one thing that he always used to do with me is I would have to look at the fear. So some of the top fears, you know, are fear of being alone, fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough, fear of financial insecurity. And I would have to look at it, and I would have to say, what is the lie I tell myself? Okay, because the devil wants to get his grips in us so that we believe what the lies are, and that way we don't fulfill who we are to become.
Right.
So if I say what the lie is, right behind that, I have to follow it up with what is the truth behind it.
Doesn't it make you want to get out there and just tell the whole world what you know?
Oh, you bet.
You know how, like, when you love people and you want to serve, you're just like, I got to tell everybody, you know, not that everybody's going to hear it, listen, accept it at the same time, you know, whatever, but it makes you want to go, wow, you know, you just want to really help, and you're right, the devil does try to come to kill, destroy, and, you know, beat us down, to steal and destroy and kill us and put those ideas in us that make us, no, I can't do this, or give us the fear, yeah.
Wow. Kim?
It's amazing.
I am so excited to have you on because, you know, my wife and I, long, long story, but after 10 years in youth ministry and Christian radio, she filed for divorce. We were done. I brought stuff to, you know, our marriage, you know, talk about abandonment issues. Anyway, you know, and we all have our stuff, but my point is I love hearing you talk about inner healing and the spiritual, I like to call it the psycho-spiritual divide, you know. We always talk about mindset and positivity and all of this, and that's all good. And I love quotes, and I love Scott Fay's quotes, and I get them every day, and I'm inspired, and I think they have mm-hmm. their place. But there's also a deep work that needs to happen in our hearts, you know, a healing that needs to happen before we can really progress. And that's been my experience, you know, that if your heart is telling you you're unlovable, you're a failure, you're, you know, fill in the blank, it's really difficult. My experience has been no real amount of positivity into your brain is going to move you too much forward, because you need God to speak to those broken places.
Right.
And then you can move on with all of the positivity and the techniques and the, you know, so it's fascinating to me. It's such an overlay. And I think most people choose one avenue of healing or another. You know, John Eldridge calls them the four streams of healing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's four streams. It talks about those where, and most people go one or two, you know, counseling, you know, prayer. And, you know, they may take one or two, but they're always leaving a couple out. And I think for complete healing, we need, you know, we need to understand that it's both and, isn't it? It's all of the above. It's inner healing, and it's, you know, renewing our mind with these positive things.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I think it's really a hybrid of healing, if that makes sense, because over the past 2 years, I've been in the trenches with, you know, an inner healing counselor and an accountability group of women. I've been involved with, you know, a regular counselor. I've been doing my, you know, development work, which, you know, anytime you dive into a training
sure.
program like the John Maxwell team, that is personal growth to the max. Then
yeah.
you turn around and, you know, I grew up in an alcoholic home.
Right.
And so I was blessed 2 years ago for my mom to go back to AA, and I walked through the doors of Al-Anon, you know, for friends and families of alcoholics. And I have really had to dive deep into, you know, taking a moral and spiritual inventory of myself and look at myself. And it takes a lot of courage to face your past.
Mm-hmm.
You don't live there, you know, you don't live there anymore. But sometimes you have to visit it to understand why you make the choices you make now. And until
exactly.
you overcome that, you'll continue to still make the same choices, which don't always elicit positive responses.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at things. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but it's just been a hybrid of healing for me.
That's fantastic.
I like that term, hybrid of healing.
You know,
briefly, we're quickly running out of time, as always, with great guests, and we could do a whole show and several on what we're talking about. Boy, oh boy. Talk a little bit about your prison work, and then, you know, we obviously want contact information if people are listening and might want to contact you in terms of maybe being reaching out to you as a coach. But talk about the prison work you're doing real quick.
Sure. Well, actually, I was asked to actually head up a character development program within a women's prison system. And it's a program that actually has been brought to other countries and used in prison systems in other countries. And the thing that we have found is it's interesting to see the turnaround in the behavior and in the attitudes of the prisoners, even though you're really bringing hope to the hopeless. Because a lot of these people are not getting out of where they are. But it's all about making the experience more positive while they're there. And so basically you go in and you work on a character development principle for an hour, and it's discussion-oriented and it's participation, and 1 week builds on another week, and it's just amazing to watch the transformation of lives.
Wow.
And the thing that's so powerful about it is that if you're bringing hope to the hopeless of people who aren't going to be able to get out and use this in the world, but you can see the transformation, it's amazing what we have available in the outside world that sometimes we don't take advantage of because we think, oh, I'm too busy, oh, I don't have time, oh, it costs too much money, oh, this, oh, that. We come up with a million excuses. But to watch the transformation in the prison system is amazing. To see what it could do to somebody on the outside world,
that's amazing.
Is even that more amazing.
That's really teaching them to live and enjoy one day at a time, huh?
Exactly.
And, yeah, live
exactly.
in the present and have it as a present. Gosh, I love it. It's really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and if anybody wants additional information, my website is in process, but you can at least write it down. It's kimpruitt.com. Makes it really easy. Or you can text your name and email to 561-401-0337. Or you can directly email me at leadershipdiva@gmail.com.
I like that, leadershipdiva@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah, well, DIVA stands for Developing Influence Through Victorious Attitudes.
Really?
It's a positive twist on a sometimes negative word.
I like it.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have, you know, that other word we always say it's called babe in total control of herself. That other word.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's wonderful. I like it.
Developing influence with victorious attitudes?
Yes.
I like it. I'm just writing that down. And KimPruitt.com is P-R-U-I-T-T.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Excellent, excellent. And I'll be in touch with you, too, about the weekend. That would be
okay,
fantastic.
Okay, that sounds great.
Great. Thank you so much for
coming on. Thanks, Kim.
You're welcome.
And God bless your mom and everything you're doing, and I hope it all goes well.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Wow. Wowie. Kazowie. Woohoo! Awesome.
That's awesome.
We, now, Kim Pruitt again.
We're not still on there, are we?
Yeah, we are for about three minutes. Yeah. So we, I love it. We just kind of do an ending thing. So it's wonderful. It's really, it's enlightening, you know, and they say God won't give us more than we can handle. But once in a while, it can be pretty tough. It can be pretty tough.
I'll tell you. Handle, but I sure wish he didn't give me shoulders of steel.
I know. And you think everything's going great, and then something can, you know, the devil, there's also the devil. So it's all workable, though.
Mm-hmm.
And, you just wish the people you loved would listen to it. Huh?
That's a God thing for you two to hook up maybe tomorrow night. That'd be awesome. That'd
mm-hmm.
be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So very, very cool. Well, again, our website, realtyuniversal.com, and every week at this time, we, again, bring you Realty Universal Radio and the first half hour, Nuggets from Real Estate, Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, and then myself, Randy Zachary, and we bring on folks like Kim Pruitt in the second half hour to inspire you, engage you, and there's power in a story. And so thankful. Whatever your story is, whatever's going on in your life today, God is going to turn that around. But like with Kim, you've got to, you know, there's some work that's got to be done. Sometimes we think we just go to church and somehow God zaps us and we're good to go, you know. But as Kim shared, there's work to be done. There's inner work to be done. There's, you know, asking into those broken places, and really, I think it's a lifelong journey, Natalie. I mean,
I agree. Well, I think we all have certain gifts that God wants us to bring out to the world, you know, and it's really important to do that. And then if you get knocked down, you have to know that's not from God, and we still need to. We don't want to let the devil knock us down, and then we need to get back up and go take the gifts out to the world. And then it's pretty interesting. Yeah, we know my story at the beginning of the year is pretty hard, and it's kind of, you know, you got to get back up and hope that you can bring everything out there to the world. And that's where God comes in. We can do all things come together for the good of God with God. And he does that. He absolutely guarantees it, promises it, and it always happens. There's always good that comes out of every tragedy. As much as it doesn't, as much as we wonder at the time, you know. So
it is time to heal.
Oh, it's absolutely time to heal. Totally, 100%. And bringing in all that baggage that we bring from years back and then knowing why we do what we do today. And it all makes sense, and it makes it I always say this isn't a dress rehearsal, so it's time to heal and then be able to really bring that out to the world. So we're coming on the end of our show, and thank you so much, Kim, for coming on board today.
You're welcome.
It was great. And thank you, Randy, as always, for fun. And I wish everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter.